But we shall see. Ooh, actually, I wonder if maybe real time we'll see different archives. Well, I'm hitting reload, and I just see one sound show archive generated so far at 1600. So we'll see. Maybe it got fixed for me. I don't know. Who knows? Then we'll never know anything. I doubt it, but maybe it takes a while, like a couple of minutes for an archive to generate. Like if you just do a minute or something of show, it won't generate an archive for you. I don't know. All these back-end stuff that's totally unique to Anon Radio, so there's no manual. There's no nothing. The inner guts of Anon Radio. Oh, I have this other page up. I don't really feel like talking about current events and controversial events. One of them, I'll do one controversial. PFAs. That's controversial because I don't know what it is. So there you have it. That's my controversial event. What is a PFA? Should I Google it? I'll get some idea. Oh. Okay, yeah. Polyfluorinated substances. Per and polyfluorinated substances. PFAs. A group of chemicals used to make fluoropolymer coatings and products that resist heat, oil stains, grease, and water. Fluoropolymer coatings can be in a variety of products. And they are bad because, let's click there. Oh, nickname, Forever Chemicals. Let's go into the Wikipedia article and look. Health and environmental effects. Pregnancy, cancer, prevalence in rainwater, estimated contemporary costs. Proposed mechanism of PFAS related adverse health outcomes. So they're very bad for you. Concerns litigation and regulations. Now click economic roles. Oh, DuPont, 3M, W.L. Gore and Associates. Never heard of them. They are used in emulsion polymerization to produce fluoropolymers. They got all kinds of. I gotta click for fluoropolymers. A fluoropolymer is a fluorocarbon-based polymer with multiple carbon-fluorine bonds. It is characterized by a highly resistance to solvents, acids, and bases. I didn't say that right, but that's okay. You know what I meant. Right, guys. Right. Am I right, guys? Right. Am I right, guys? I'm gonna click reload on the archive page and see if another archive has yet formed. Nope, still no other archive has yet formed, and I'm 3 minutes into the next half hour. In 1938, polytetrafluoroethylene. I'm impressed with myself that I know how to pronounce that. Because I think I've just had enough exposure to like these scientific words that I can kind of make sense out of them. Like they have, there's little categories in my brain for polytetrafluoro and ethylene. And then I can just put them together. Polytetrafluoroethylene. DuPont brand name Teflon. Teflon! So this is basically, it's Teflon. It was discovered by accident by a recently hired DuPont PhD. While working on tetrafluoroethylene gas to develop refrigerants, he noticed that a previously pressurized cylinder had no pressure remaining. In dissecting the cylinder, he found a mass of white solid in a quantity similar to that of the tetrafluoroethylene gas. It was determined that this material was a new-to-the-world polymer. Wow. In 1938, tests showed the substance was resistant to corrosion from most acids, bases, and solvents and had better high-temperature stability than any other plastics. Wow. Fluoropolymers share the properties of fluorocarbons in that they are not as susceptible to the van der Waals force. What the fuck is the van der Waals? Van der Waals force. Should we click it? Should we click the van der Waals force and have a little, we'll have a chemistry physics sound show? In molecular physics and chemistry, the van der Waals force is a distance-dependent interaction between atoms or molecules. Unlike ionic or covalent bonds, these attractions do not result from a chemical electronic bond. a chemical electronic bond. All these things you got to click because you don't know them. Because I don't know them. Me! They are comparatively weak and therefore more susceptible to disturbance. The van der Waals force quickly vanishes at long distance between interacting molecules. This is not one of the fundamental forces. No, those are like weak force and strong force. So this is a different thing, I guess. Van der Waals force include attraction and repulsion between atoms, molecules, as well as other intermolecular forces. They differ from covalent and ionic bonding in that they are caused by correlations in the fluctuating polarizations of nearby particles. A continuum, a consequence of quantum dynamics. Oh, that explains everything. If it's a consequence of quantum dynamics, I'm glad they included that. But there's a clickable link for quantum dynamics. In physics, quantum dynamics is the quantum version of classical dynamics. Oh, why didn't you say so? Quantum dynamics deals with the motions and energy and momentum exchanges of systems whose behavior is governed by the laws of quantum mechanics. So we click quantum mechanics. We're getting in deep. Quantum mechanics is a fundamental theory in physics that describes the behavior of nature at and below the scale of atoms. So that makes sense. It is the foundation of all quantum physics, which includes quantum chemistry, quantum field theory, quantum technology, and quantum information science. Quantum mechanics can describe many systems that classical physics cannot. Classical physics can describe many aspects of nature at an ordinary, macroscopic, and optical microscopic scale, but it is not sufficient for describing them at very small submicroscopic scales. Most theories in classical physics can be derived from quantum mechanics as an approximation valid at large scales. Scale. What do we learn, boys and girls? So I decided I wasn't going to do controversial topics because I just don't feel like it right now. Gosh! And instead, I'll tell you about The Postman. The Postman is a movie I had never heard of. It was a 1997 American epic post-apocalyptic adventure film produced and directed by Kevin Costner, who plays the lead role. The Postman, and the interesting thing is it was universally panned and won like 4 Razzies. It was like one of the worst movies. The Postman was panned by critics. It's like Waterworld. So I had heard of Waterworld, another Costner movie that got pretty much panned, but also kind of reevaluated and became kind of a cult movie later. But The Postman maybe is so bad that I didn't even get that. Like nobody, there's no fans of this. Of course, now I have to see The Postman. Released on Christmas 1997, The Postman was panned by critics who criticized the performance, his screenplay, direction, and long running time. Costner's decision to cast himself in the film was criticized. The film made $20 million worldwide against a budget of $80 million. It was nominated for 3 Saturn Awards and won all 5 of its Golden Raspberry Award nominations, including Worst Picture. This is a must-see. And I'm not going to read the plot because I don't want to be spoiled. Spoiled. Okay, yeah, Rotten Tomatoes 12% based on 41 reviews. The site's consensus states a massive miscalculation in self-mythologizing by director and star Kevin Costner. The Postman would make for a goofy good time if it weren't so fatally self-serious. So that sounds like it could be fun. That sounds like it could be fun to watch. I recommend a viewing of The Postman. I mean, if it's like 3 hours long, though, I don't know. But, I mean, maybe you could fast forward a bit, keep it on in the background. So I'm definitely, that's going to be today's activity. I think it's going to be watching The Postman. I had never heard of it in all my years of existence on this earth. You know, I was thinking yesterday, oftentimes when I conceptualize death, the thing that I most brings me like a weird panic is all of this knowledge is going to die. All of my cultural knowledge, all the Metallica song catalog that I have in my head, and like the knowledge of all these bands and all these movies, like that's just going to go away. So it just seems like a weird, that's the one thing that gets me thinking, kind of gets me into kind of death panic mode, is the fact that my knowledge of Metallica is going to die. On the archives page, see what's going down. Well, so far there's only one sound show archive for today, but again, I won't know until after everything's all over with. But I only got 15 minutes left to go. I've gone 3/4 of the way. Cyberbullying. Well, you know what Metallica says? One man's fun is another man's hell. It's still raining. It rained all yesterday. Raining all today. Let's click the weather. Yeah, thunderstorm supposedly later today. Then it's going to be sunny. Oh, then we're going to get some snow. Some early April snow. Fuck, it's unusually cold. Yeah. It's going to be in the mid-30s coming up later. Kind of weird. Not terribly weird, but kind of weird. Truth might be that I play more interesting things on with fingerstyle nylon, and just my addiction to distortion. You know what I could try? I could try playing this guitar through the distorted amp. Should I try it right now? I don't know. I don't think it would sound very good, but yeah, I'm not gonna. I think I have tried it before, and the results were like not great. But, you know, we can do it again. So, bear with me, sir. I'm going to switch everything on. There's going to be a little bit of dead air. I'll try to make some noises and scream and stuff. So, we got 13 minutes of show. Okay, bear with me. Unplugging the thing, plugging the thing, flipping the thing on, flipping the thing off, changing the position of the mic. Let's change it to a patch that... Oh, chorus and delay, perfect. Wait for the amp to warm up. Here it comes. So, I'm playing my fingerstyle nylon string, classical shaped electric, through my tube, my orange tube amp. Partially the problem is it's really quiet. Big problem is this guitar is actually pretty loud unplugged. It's technically an electric acoustic guitar, but it's got all this feedback too. Woo. I think because it's electric acoustic, it's got a semi-hollow body, so it's pretty. It sounds pretty good too. It sounds actually like a cedar top classical guitar, even though it's shaped kind of like. Well, I mean, as I said, it's shaped kind of like a classical, but. Really, it looks more like a Gibson or something like that. Like, the body shape is kind of Gibson-like. You know, I'm going to revise my bullshit story. I think part of the issue is the distortion. Just lends itself to simpler playing because it doesn't. Ooh, that's some cool feedback there. And my voice is making the strings vibrate some more. Groovy feedback. Groovy feedback doesn't get much more groovy than this. This is groovy feedback. Thank you. this is one of those things. It's going to sound very different on the archive or archives than it does to me, because this guitar is so loud. It's so loud unplugged. It's got so much resonance through the air. I am digging this feedback, though. So that's something that I discovered today, that if I ever want cool feedback, I'll just play my acoustic electric through my tube amp. But I think I take a hit in playing. Plucking anything. Just finger a chord and it starts feeding back. Last 5 minutes, I'll redeem myself. My tendonitis is hurting. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful silence. I think the level meter was going over 100% there, so there may be some bad distortion to be found. Anyway, the postman, Kevin Costner. Screw the news. Yeah, let's do a little. Let's do 5 minutes, 4 minutes of news. Okay. What was it like to try out for Ozzy's band? Here's what some guitarists had to say. What was it like to try out for Ozzy's band? Here's what some guitarists had to say about that. I was doing like an English accent and it was going okay. And I started thinking about it. And then I started to lose the momentum. I don't think I care. Laura Dern praises Taylor Swift's directing skills. The real deal. So Laura Dern's an actress. And they look kind of similar. Laura Dern looks kind of like an older Taylor Swift. They're next to each other and they have similar faces and similar hair. California city named America's richest retirement town. Boring. Crossing the border, watch out for tracking devices. Yeah, Burlington Police Department reports tracking devices found in cars returning from Canada. How very interesting. Criminals in Montreal using AirTags to steal. So then it's not the Canadian government. It's it's criminals in Canada that are doing it. I think. This is what I get from reading three headlines in this little box. I don't know. We're poorly informed here at The Sound Show, and we don't care. We're bad people. We're bad people here at The Sound Show. We're terrible human beings, morally corrupt, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, the Baltimore Bridge collapse. I think I talked about that. So that's near where I used to live, kind of. Not really, but D.C., Baltimore metro area. But I think that, like, in 30 years of living there, I don't think I ever once crossed that bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I believe I had heard of it. So, yeah, I'll be flying into Maryland in October. So, I don't know. I get this weird little sense of, like, well, I hope that, like, similar disasters don't happen. It's also going to be close to the election when I'm flying. So, like, all kinds of terroristic shit might take place. I don't know. Kind of scary. But maybe I'm just... Six moves you're making that can ruin your credit score. Clickbait. Game of Thrones creators still seem upset about Star Wars exit. What the fuck? Here's the local news. El Dorado County Sheriff's Office calls in the Lake Tahoe area. So that's like the police calls. Battery report. Civil standby. What is a civil standby? So that happened in Lake Tahoe. Maybe that's like somebody's just like afraid or something. So they call a cop and they come and like hang out because of like a potential domestic violence situation. I'm going to Google civil standby. I used to read the police reports. It's kind of interesting. Has anyone tried to do a civil standby? It seems like it's just calling the cops for not necessarily a law-breaking situation, like if you just need help or something with something. So, I don't know, I guess that's a good thing, you know, community service. Verbal disturbance report occurred on Cougar Trail in South Lake Tahoe. I wonder, what would that be? Somebody yelling? Anyway, I got 8 seconds. Thank you for listening. We'll see what the archive does. Have a good week.